Right? Now you might think, I would never do that. I would never ever make a joke if somebody has this big question or theological issue or emotional struggle. I would never make a joke about that. But you would be surprised what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your keyboard when you get hit with a big topic like that. And the last thing you want to do is hurt them more by trivializing their issue. I know you don't want to do that, but sometimes our little instinct kicks in and we want to make a joke and we want to make some levity and make them feel better.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt like you were being listened to but not heard or not taken seriously? Are you really hearing your audience? We need to make sure that we are listening to hear and listening to help, not just listening to respond or to jump in with our own story or with poor, not well thought out advice. There might be times we do have the advice, we do have an answer for a struggle that someone brings to us. But make sure that before you offer it up, you're also listening, hearing, and acknowledging the person behind the struggle. Christian Ninja has some advice for us in part 3 of 6 entitled, What Needs to Be Accomplished Most?
Welcome back, everyone. Right now, we're in the middle of a series intended to help Christian content creators to create that purposeful and impactful content that they want to make, right? Our desire, our purpose as Christian creators, it's not just to merely entertain people. It's okay to entertain people, but that's not really what we're doing and not why we're doing it. We must always have that clear objective in mind when we're producing that content, when we're making what we're making, when we're offering it to the world. Yes, the video or the podcast or the song or the book, it can be a form of entertainment. It can be funny or it can be silly or be whatever, but undergirding every silly stream, every funny drawing, every deep thought about the latest Isekai series, we always ensure that each piece is intentional. It's cohesive. It moves our audience one step closer to where we ultimately want them to be. That's what we're talking about. That's the mission. That's what I talk about in class. This is exactly what I push every single time we take class. It's all about moving the audience one step closer to where we want them to be, the vision that God has placed in our hearts. Now, in our previous episodes, we talked about the importance of understanding your personal audience, as in, who is that one that God has put into your heart, the one that you can speak to with love and conviction, the one who is probably like you in some way? Who's that group that really is just kind of your group that you vibe with really, really well? And then we talked about how to discover the most important questions that you need to address with them. Like, what's going on in there? Let's talk about that. Who's my audience? And then what question, what needs do they have? Now, this isn't simply because we want to generate more content. We're not using our audience and using their struggles and trials and questions just merely as fodder for our content machine. It is intended to use the gifts and the talents that we have, that God has given to you, to serve that community. The community he put on your heart, you're trying to lead them closer to that vision God has given you through the content, right? It's purposeful. Online community leaders are often unpaid, untrained, part-time, and they often have to deal with some of the most difficult issues imaginable. And in my experience, many Christian content creators are going through some really substantial struggles themselves. Like, there's just a lot of pain online. So, like, there you are, and you're playing whatever game, you're hanging out in chat, you're reading your comment section, whatever you're doing, and then as you see, someone drops this bombshell on you, this emotional bombshell, something that would make a seasoned pastor take a step back and wonder what they're supposed to do to respond. And it just, boom, there it is in front of you. Your content, it's kind of a compliment because your content has resonated with this person. You've built some trust with them, and so they feel safe to share a really complex, really painful, really world-altering trouble with you. But now what do? Right? You're part-time. You have another job. You have another life. You aren't trained. You haven't taken a bunch of classes. So what do you do with that big, big, big issue? Well, before we jump into what to do, what I want to do is talk about what you should not do, okay? Because I know you guys, you have these big, compassionate hearts, and you love your communities, and you feel called by God to bring love and light to the digital world, and so your instinct might be to jump in and start trying to help right away. You start to overshare your stuff that's going on in your life because you're trying to relate. You start giving advice that you think maybe you heard somewhere that might actually kind of help because you feel the sense of urgency. You want them, you want to change their life in some kind of way. This might be the last time you talk to them, so I better say something. Or you like make your next stream a fundraiser, or you create Discord channels for every single issue, or you decide to start your podcast or video cast or video series on every single one of the problems in order, right? But before you do that, I want you to hold on, okay? I'm going to give you a few things you should not do once you get that list of needs. Remember, we're in question 3 of 6, right? Who's your audience and what do they need? And this one is about what do you do before you jump in? So first thing not to do, don't get overwhelmed by the magnitude of the task. Right? Recognize that you can't and you don't need to solve every issue right away. You don't need to solve it by yourself. You don't need to tackle them all at once. You don't need to fix your community. If you try to do that, you're just going to give out unhelpful answers. You're going to burn yourself out, and you're going to end up hurting these people that you're actually trying to help. It's way better to just take small, well thought out, well prayed for, wise counsel driven, intentional steps, even if it takes a really long time, even if you have to gather a big group of people to help, even if you have to send people off somewhere else just because you don't have the ability. When these things start coming in and you start asking and really resonating with your community, some of this stuff can be really, really, really big and quite overwhelming. Just remember, you're not alone. And you don't have to solve all the issues yourself, and there's no way you're going to be able to fix everybody, right? Let's see if we can do this together. So don't get overwhelmed. Number two, don't go into superhero mode and think that you're the only one who can fix everything. This is like the opposite of the other one. You are not the sole healer for your community's emotional wounds. It's not your job, it's not your place, and you're not equipped. Community care is a collaborative effort. I want you to seek support as much as you can. Do not do this alone. Go find your pastor. Go find some other mental health professionals. Go find some experts on whatever the subject is. Go encourage open conversations within your community and make sure they're really well moderated, of course. But that way, other people can share their own experiences and you create that sense of support within the community that everybody's in this together, right? We're all working on it. Your take on this is valid, and you have an experience with this that I don't, so let's listen to you, right? It takes a village, as they say, to be able to raise a child, but even more so, it takes a village in order to deal with some of these really deep issues. So don't try to do this by yourself, and don't think you can fix everything. You need help. Number three, don't make jokes or try to compete with the emotional experiences that are shared by your audience. Right? Now you might think, I would never do that. I would never ever make a joke if somebody has this big question or theological issue or emotional struggle. I would never make a joke about that. But you would be surprised what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your keyboard when you get hit with a big topic like that. And the last thing you want to do is hurt them more by trivializing their issue. I know you don't want to do that, but sometimes our little instinct kicks in and we want to make a joke and we want to make some levity and make them feel better. So don't do that. Another thing you might try to do with the best of intentions is to try to share a story that you think is similar to theirs, but way worse, right? You end up competing with them about their experience. Like, oh, someone comes in and is like, oh, wow, I have this big test coming up and I'm really worried about it. And you respond with, oh, you've got a big test coming up? You're worried about it? Have you tried studying? Ha, ha, ha. Don't worry. In 10 years, that test won't even matter. Ah, ha, ha. You know what I mean? Like, for them, when they bring it to you, they really are worried. It's a really big deal to them. That test, that number one thing that's in their life, it's a big deal. And you trivialized it and invalidated their feelings. We don't want to do that. Or someone comes in and says, you know, my parents are getting divorced. And you respond with, oh, your parents are getting divorced? Well, I never even knew my dad. My mom ran away. So count your blessings because it could be worse. I know it comes from a place of wanting to help. And it comes from a place of trying to go, hey, it's not that bad, buddy. You know, if I can make it through it, you can too. But don't do that. What you need to do instead is simply let them know they've been heard. Affirm that their situation really is difficult, that their emotions about it are valid, and that, you know, now they're on your mind. They're in your prayers. Say, you could say, I don't know how to respond to that. I'm not wise enough. I'm not experienced enough. I've never been through that before. But I know it's tough to go through hard times alone. So I'm so glad you came and you shared this in my community. And I want to learn more about you. And we all want to support you here. So if I can walk with you in this a little bit, then great. I'll do as much as I'm capable. Right? That's all they need. Affirmation that their situation is real. Validation that their emotions are valid, you know, that they can have them. And then that someone cares and is willing to walk with them. That's all they need. You don't need to do anything else, and certainly not joking or competing with them. Number four, don't rush into addressing anything without taking time to properly think, pray, and read about it, right? So that person is vulnerable right now. They are sensitive right now. They've asked you a question. It's important to them. And if you throw out some kind of superficial answer, something not well thought out, something that you think you may be heard, you can actually harm them further. They want help. They could take you very seriously, or they could take that and run with it and just fill in all the gaps that you didn't have. Those impulsive responses, they don't consider the complexity of the situation. They don't consider the complexity of emotions. It's very arrogant as creators, as community leaders, when we see one sentence in our comments or in whatever, and we just assume the rest of the situation, right? We shouldn't do that. What we need to do is take time to reflect on what we're going to say, reflect on how we're going to respond, and then ensure that we contribute in a positive way to their healing process. That might mean we do nothing. It might mean we say, hey, this isn't for us, but we have some other people maybe you can help out, or I certainly am not the one to be talking to about that. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Because if you rush in and you want to help and you end up giving pat advice, you could really hurt them. In the Taco Creator class, we talk about reflective listening, active listening, which basically means that you repeat back to them whatever they said in different words. And I'll give you some examples later, but basically it's like, oh, you're worried about that test coming up? Well, it sounds like you're under a lot of pressure. Is that right? Right? You just repeat back to them and then you ask a question. We'll talk about that a bit more, but basically that's all you need to do. Just think it through, pray about it, read about it. Don't say anything yet. Be humble enough to recognize you don't have the answer. Or, for that matter, realize that you will never have the answer because it's not for you. Number five, this is another one. Don't expect instant results. Right? Some of these questions are really deep, and they're going to take a long time to chew through, and some of them don't have answers. People still arguing about this stuff 2,000, 10,000 years later. And those deep emotional issues, they require a lot of patience, a lot of repeating the same kindnesses, a lot of repeating the same forgiveness, a lot of grace, and certainly a lot of time. If you try to rush the healing process by encouraging things before their time, or you get frustrated that people are still struggling when they're already, we've talked about that so many times, that's not going to help anybody. If you think that someone comes into your chat or someone comes into your comment section and you can, through one paragraph or three sentences, solve their issue and all done, you're not only fooling yourself, but you're not going to help. And you might inadvertently contribute to even more problems and make the situation worse simply by pressuring them that they should be better by now. The last thing they need is to feel bad because they're not better yet. When you approach these questions and these emotional challenges, you need to have a very long-term perspective. Thank you for being part of the community. I'm glad you're here. Let us walk with you. That's the best we can do. We can walk with you. And I don't know how long that's going to be. Could be a long time, could be your lifetime. But I want you to know that right now, I'm willing to come alongside. That's it. So that's five things you shouldn't do. Let me do five things you should do. Okay, so how should you respond? You know, now that you know who your audience is and now you know what their needs are, their big questions, how should you respond? All right, these are going to sound a lot like the last ones because they pretty much are. So number one, the first thing you need to do is spend more time listening. When community members express their troubles, they start posing those big questions. I want you to start by using that active listening skill to what they're saying and ask those clarifying questions. So whether they're in your chat or in your comments section, or they come into your Reddit, or they wherever they are, even on Twitter, whatever it is, their DMs, trying to solve their problems, or instead of all the other things we just talked about, do something like this. Say a community member says, "Wow, it's been a tough week and I feel really overwhelmed today." Right? That's a common one. You know, "How's everybody doing today?" "Actually, it's been a tough week and I feel pretty overwhelmed." Your instinct might be to do, I don't know what, one of the things you said not to do. But here's a good reflective response. It is, "Hey, sorry to hear you're having a tough time. Thank you for sharing that. Can you tell me a bit more about what's been on your mind?" Right? You're reflecting back. They said they have a tough week. They say they're overwhelmed. You say, "It sounds like you're having a tough time. Thanks for sharing. What's been on your mind?" Right? "Give me more information. Give me more information. I'm listening. I'm thanking you. I heard you. Let's take one more step." And so they respond with, "Oh, you know, it's just like work and life stuff. It feels like I'm never caught up. Everyone's mad at me all the time." You could respond with some pat answer or be like, "Oh, that's too bad, buddy." But here's how to actively respond. You'd say something like, "Oh, I hear you, man, for sure. Balancing work and life is super challenging. But if you don't mind me asking, like, what are the biggest things going on right now?" Right? You say, "I hear you." You repeat back to them what they said. "Yeah, balancing work and life is hard." And then ask a question. "So what are the biggest things going on right now?" And they say something like, "Oh, it's so much. Like today, I had so much work today. I didn't even eat and I didn't get a break and I still have work to do." Now you could respond with something like, "Wow, that does sound really overwhelming. Have you been able to chat with your boss about this at all?" Right? So your issue, what you're trying to do, and what the point I'm trying to make is that your first response should be to make sure you heard them, make sure they know they're heard, and then ask a question to clarify the situation. Do not assume you know anything. Don't just think you've been through this before. Ask questions. Let them know they're heard and ask questions. That's the first response. It's all about validating their concern, right? Validating that what they're going through and then seeking to understand it better. Number two, what's the next thing that you can do to respond? And we're still in question three. So keep in mind that this is not, we got a ways to go, but what do you do? What do you do when you're presented with this? The next thing you can do is you engage your community. That's number two, engage your community. So if you have a Discord or whatever other community engagement platform, use that as the tool to bring your community members together to discuss the stuff they care about, right? That's what it's for. One issue that people, or one problem that people have with Discord is that they're often dead, right? You go to the Discord and nobody's there, nobody's active, not even the person who started it is there. And you have 700 Discords that you never check and you don't need to check and you don't know even why you're part of them. But if you leave, the bot will tell them and you'll get a DM, so you stay in the group. Part of the reason I think those groups are dead is because they are so generic. They are so just, what am I supposed to put on the Discord? What everybody else does. Let me tell you what we did on the Taco Discord. We have sections that address prayer requests, and then we have a community allies team to make sure people get responses. We have a section for mental health discussions. We have a place for new creators to ask questions. And a special place established for established creators that have been there for a while to go deeper with each other. We have a place to ask faith questions, and we have a place to argue about faith stuff, two different groups. We have a place to discuss gaming trends and issues. We have a place to share favorite music. We have an accountability group for people who are trying to change something in their lives. And these groups, they came about organically as a response to things our community needed, right? Hey, I'm looking for this, or hey, I want to talk about this, or I'm going through this. And so we said, why don't we try to put something like that on the Discord so that the community can be involved? So one, ask questions. Two, engage the community, right? Instead of a bunch of things that you hope they talk about, put things that they're already talking about. Number three, think hard about what is most urgent and needs to be addressed first, okay? Now you're starting to think about through this stuff, and so the thing is, what do I need to do first? And what do we need to talk about first? What's the first thing I should possibly address? Before you address anything, what could I possibly address? Now that you've asked questions, you're starting to understand the problem, your community's involved, and there's some discussions happening, and there's like four or five different things going on, you think about it as a community leader. What do I need? What should I do first? Maybe there's some low-hanging fruit, right? Like people who want to know how to play a game better or use their creator software better. Boom. Here's some resources, right? Easy peasy. Here's a group to go talk about those resources. Easy done. But maybe, you've asked another 10 different things to address, right? You've got people that are in pain. You got people with confusion, distress, anxiety. You've got gamers who don't know what they're doing with whatever. They've got depression. They struggle with stress and diet and exercise. They're being bullied at school, bullied online. You think, wow, what should I address first? What's the first thing I should do? There's so many things. Remember, you can't solve them all, and it's not your job to. You do need to engage your community, all the stuff we said. But to me, if I was thinking through that and that was my issue, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to work on that being bullied problem. Why? The other stuff's important, right? Diet, stress, exercise, anxiety, depression, all that stuff, important. Chronic pain, it's important. But being bullied is likely exacerbating all those other issues. It's making everything worse. So I would think, you know what? Let's work on that first. And then maybe we can start working on the other stuff later, or maybe that's the only thing I have the ability to work on, and we can find a place where these guys can game safely or teach them how to deal with their bullying issues or build them up, just encourage them, tell them that they are worthy of love and they shouldn't be, salted on the entire time. It's think through what issue can I address first and is the most urgent. That's number three. Number four, remember what folks are going through and check in on them. Check in on the community-wide scale, right? How's everyone doing about that issue we talked about? How's everyone doing with all the things that we've been bouncing through? Anyone have any victories? Anybody have any setbacks on the kind of the grand scale? right? Let's talk about the thing or the things, but then also check with people on an individual level. And yes, you as a content creator, especially a small content creator, you have the ability to be able to connect with people individually. And I think you have the responsibility to do that too. If you're saying you want to build a community, you're saying you want to change lives online, that happens one-on-one. That doesn't just happen in a group. So send them a DM. You know, hey, I remember you made a comment about struggling with whatever issue, whatever question. How's that going? Regularly expressing your care and your concern for your community by providing updates about how you're doing, right? Here's what I'm going through and here's how I'm doing, or how you're working with the community. Hey guys, I just want to let you know, I've been thinking through the stuff we talked about. I don't know exactly what to do about it, but I really am thinking about it. Anybody have any ideas kind of thing? You know, checking with their emotional state, asking what they're doing specifically, not just generally. Hey, we're all going through stuff, you know, but be specific. Hey, you who are going through finals right now, you know, let's, how's that going? I remember you said something about how you lost your job. How's that going, right? You need to turn your brain on for this one. You can't just be general all the time and assume that it's going to cover. The specificity is what builds trust and shows that you care. Now, some of you might be nervous about bringing it up, right? In my experience, people who are going through stuff, especially in the online community, their problem is not that they have too many people asking how they're doing and offering care, right? It is the opposite. Nobody will talk to them about it. They're scared. Other people are scared to bring it up and they feel bad bringing it up. And so it's perfectly fine for you to be the person who checks in on that delicate situation. If you built that trust and they see you as a community leader, they see you as a friend, a digital connection, then it's okay for you to say, hey, what's going on with that delicate situation? And if they don't want to talk about it, they will tell you to get lost. They'll be like, I don't want to talk about that, right? And that's okay. But at least someone reached out. And now, just a final note, just to make sure on that one, I'm just trying to put a bunch of caveats in here. But if they raise the issue publicly, then it is fine to check on them in public, right? They're here, they're in your chat, they're in your DMs, they're in the comment section, they're in the Reddit thread, whatever it is. It's okay to use that to ask the question, hey, you individual, how's that thing going? Right? Perfectly valid. But if it was a private group, you know, like only these users can have it, or they sent directly in your DMs, you got to keep that private. You can only ask them in the form in which that they raise the issue. I'm sure you know that, but I wanted to make sure I said it. All right, so we're going to stop there for today. Remember, we're in week 3 of 6 on how to do this. We started with determining who the audience is. Then we worked through figuring out, you know, what are their needs and what are their questions. And all we did today is talk about how do we begin to think through addressing those issues, right? We got to get conversations started. We got to listen to them. We got to figure out the specificity of what's actually happening. We need to make sure that we ask big questions, you know? We need to check in on them and go, hey, so that issue, is that still an issue? You know, that's all we've done is step 3, which is gathering more information and seeing if we can prioritize what the big deal is. What's the biggest deal that I can help with? If you've heard them and you figured out a way to listen to them, that's already pretty good. But there are 3 more questions to go before we jump through really helping anybody or figuring out how to use content to help them, right? This whole point is that I'm supposed to be teaching you, how do I create content that really changes lives? That's kind of what we're talking about. And it starts with these 6 questions. So we're not going to get there yet. It's going to be a little while. So please be patient with me, okay? If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you have anything you want to clarify, come into the chat, come into my stream, or send me a DM, whatever it is. I want to talk with you. I want to help you. All right. I'll see you next week.
All right, listen some more, and then when you think you've listened enough, listen some more. Don't go overboard or make it into a silly thing or beat a dead horse But really, make sure that the person feels heard and that you understand. In the Bible, it says a few things about listening more than talking. For example, in James 1:19, it says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger." In Proverbs, it says, "Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise when he closes his lips. He is deemed intelligent." And then further on in Proverbs, it also says, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion." Active listening is something that I think that I'm skilled in, but even then, even I find myself eager for a person to stop talking sometimes so I can jump in with my super duper wisdom that I've got. But I'll often catch myself and say, "No, stop, bad." As a person who is imperfect, I'll probably make that mistake a few more times in life before God calls me home. But I hope that His grace covers those mistakes and my flesh doesn't cause harm to any relationships that I'm trying to help. I can't wait for what God is doing in our community, where we're talking with new believers who have hurt people in the past and are looking for wisdom on how to reconcile those relationships. We're talking with non-believers who have questions, and established Christians are there as well, who are helping to sharpen each other and provide support for those new people. I'm so excited for more people to come along who I can trust to help give advice and pray for those who are learning or struggling. Like Ninja said, we aren't going to solve everyone's issues. We might never have the answers that will really solve any problems other than pointing people to Jesus. But it's so important that we take this time to be intentional, to think and go through and really check ourselves and find out, are we listening? Are we hearing, really hearing what people are saying? Because only then can we begin to really offer advice that will really hit home, or to be that listening ear, just to hear and encourage and let that person know, yeah, I'm here, I care, and you can bring your struggles here and we can bring them to God together. So work on that going forward. Just pray that God will give you a heart to hear people's struggles, to see the person behind the struggles, and that the relationships that come out of that will be the kind that raise people up and encourage them and support them in their walk with Christ. Thanks for listening today. I hope you all have a great week, and we'll see you next time. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream, where I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his coffee support page, where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.